9 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Stephanie Clue. A 12-year-old Trenton student who lives with cerebral palsy was recently named Easter Seals Ambassador for Ontario. Nikolai Karpinski has the story.
I believe in myself, I can do anything, I just set my mind to it. Oh yeah, I just set my mind to it.
This is a sample of Limited Edition Me, a song Kira McLeod wrote when she was 6. She has performed this song at several charity events for the nonprofit organization Easter Seals. These performances were integral in being named ambassador for this organization. McLeod says she hardly believes that she's singing in front of a large audience.
I kind of get that feeling that's like, is this surreal? Am I doing this? Especially at the recent event I went to, you know, there's so many people there, and you know, at regional maybe there's like 200 something people, but there was like 700 people.
As part of her new position, McLeod says she looks forward to the opportunity to give back.
Being a provincial ambassador and helping raise money is giving back to them, and that's what I'm looking forward to, is to just be able to finally give back to the people that have helped me so much.
McLeod will be representing Easter Seals across Ontario this year. Nikolai Karpinski, QNET News, Belleville.
A 14-year-old girl accused of going on a stabbing spree at her high school last month is now facing two additional criminal charges. The Dumbarton High School student was initially charged with 15 counts in connection with the February 23rd incident, which left 5 students and 2 staff members with injuries that were not considered serious. Those charges included 6 counts of assault causing bodily harm and 7 counts of assault with a weapon. Durham Regional Police say new information has caused them to charge her with 2 additional counts of assault with a weapon. The search continues for 2 snowmobilers missing after going through thin ice yesterday near Prince George, BC. Police say the men vanished yesterday afternoon when one either went through the ice or fell into the water. 2 others jumped in to assist him, but only 1 of the 3 people in the water managed to escape. Names have not been released, but police confirm the missing are both Prince George residents in their 30s. A Kitchener woman is facing 12 charges after allegedly stealing a truck and crashing the truck into a cruiser. Ontario Provincial Police say they were called on Saturday morning when a man woke to the sound of someone starting his Dodge Ram pickup in his driveway. Police say the person driving the stolen truck drove through Huron County before winding up on a dead-end street and ultimately driving into the side of the police car. Chantel Manz-Gajowski is facing a number of charges, including assaulting a peace officer with a weapon and dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. That's QNET News on 91X. It's 3:03, and in sports, Serena Williams says Maria Sharapova showed a lot of courage in taking responsibility for her failed drug test. The 21-time major champion says she hoped for the best for Sharapova, a day after the Russian star revealed she failed a test the day she lost to Williams at the Australian Open in January. Sharapova said she tested positive for the little-known drug meldonium, which became a banned substance under the World Anti-Doping Agency code this year. Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs remains unbeaten at the Tim Hortons Brier. The reigning Olympic champion defeated Prince Edward Island's Adam Casey 6-2 this morning at TD Place. Jacobs has opened round-robin play with 5 straight victories. He will meet Alberta's Kevin Coe in the evening draw. Quebec's Jean-Michel Minard edged BC's Jim Cotter 6-5, Newfoundland and Labrador's Brad Gushue topped New Brunswick's Mike Kennedy 7-4, and Manitoba's Mike McEwen edged Jamie Cow of the Northwest Territories 5-4. Gushue and Kevin Cow are tied in second place at 4-1. McEwen, Canada's Pat Simmons, and Ontario's Glenn Howard are next at 3-2. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For the forecast in Belleville, tonight will be cloudy with a high wind developing after midnight and a low of 6. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 13. And tomorrow night will have periods of rain and a low of 7. It's 3:05 and it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stephanie Clue. News on 91X next at 4:00.